I'm hungry for God. I want the true baptism of the Holy Ghost. And what you do, you start bearing reproach. Friends that was once your friends, is that right, Jim? Friends who were once your friends are your friends no more. It'll separate five in a house, three against two, two against three. It'll separate a father from his son. It'll separate a wife from her husband. It'll separate a brother from his sister. But you bear the reproach for the word of promise. Like Abraham, who bears the reproach, said, I'm old, I'm stricken in age, and I'm good as a dead man. But he said he promised me a son. And he laughed and made fun of Abraham. Poor old Abraham, sitting up there alone, getting all that cuckoo revelation, poor feller. That's what they say about me. Poor Brother Bob. He's a nice brother. Oh, he's a good brother. But he just sits up there in the room and makes all them tape notes and stays alone like that, gets all them cuckoo revelations. I'd like for one man to show me one cuckoo revelation I ever preached wasn't in the Word of God. It's got to be that way. And then if you believe your pastor, they're going to say the same thing about you. But what is it? I count it a joy to be persecuted for righteousness' sake. Jesus Christ is God's righteousness. And he said, blessed are you when you're persecuted for preaching the true revelation of the Word of God. For so persecuted they the prophets which was before you. That's it, John. For so persecuted they the prophets which was before you. Amen. Blessed are ye when ye hunger and thirst after the token. Ye shall be filled with it. Fear not, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the token. See how all them scriptures fit together? What barrier in the approach for the Word of God? Barrier approach, poor in spirit, waiting for him to descend from heaven. Now he's already descended with a shout, but we're waiting for him to come down closer. Amen. With the voice of the archangel. Huh? How many's waiting for it? Bear the reproach. Let's bow our heads. While the sisters play softly. Children, you ain't here this morning by coincidence.
Yes.
You ain't here just by chance. Your heart isn't crying out for what I'm preaching. Don't you know before this could happen, somebody's got to cry out for it? God sees all your tears, you said, and you're crying, you're hungry for God. God sees all them miles you drive all that way. He sees that. What could I tell you? How could you drive such distance and be so faithful if it wasn't the vision that you have? If it wasn't something out there drawing you? Why, how could I just make believe such things as this? No, it's God. You're just trying your revelation. Blessed are you when you're tried, when your revelation is tried, tested and tried, made fun of, talked about, disfellowshipped. But count it all joy, children, when you fall into divers temptations, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience, and you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the token. Dear Father, we thank you for your inspiration that's come down upon the Word of God today. Lord, and I know that in the days of thy prophet, William Branham, there was all kinds of Elijah mantles, blankets, all kinds of blood in the hands, sensations in the hands, and all kinds of things, Father. But, oh God, they was a real, genuine Elijah. And Lord, So far, all that I've seen is an impersonation of what people had on the day of Pentecost. But Lord, by faith and by the revelation of the Word of God for this hour, I believe, Father, that you are ready to pour out your Spirit one more time, coming to back up your Word in power. And your prophet, Brother Branham, said, and the Jews will recognize that the bride of Christ has the keys to the corn crib. God grant it one more time, that the world will see Jesus Christ made flesh in human vessels. May God walk the streets once again, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers and raise the dead, and get glory to thy name, Father. But we ask, Lord, that you'll bless every person here that heard these things this morning. Father, help them to hide them away in their heart. Give us a bridal tongue, Lord, that we'd not cast our pearls, our revelation, before the swine, Lord, that they'd turn and rend us. Oh, God, help us to hide these things in our heart and earnestly and diligently seek out our salvation with fear and trembling, Lord. God bless every person here this morning. And may they go away more solid, more scripturally trained for the great battle that's now in progress and is now to be waged greater and greater in the days that are ahead. Prepare us for the hour as you prepared Moses and Elijah and Jesus Christ and early church, Lord. Prepare us here in our little assembly. Prepare us, Lord, for the day that's approaching soon upon us. Pour out your great Spirit and get glory to thy name, Father. And we thank you and we praise you for the great revelation. In Jesus' name, amen. What's the name of it? 300. Well, my, I feel poor in body, but good in my spirit. Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. Let's sing it now. If you from sin are longing to be free, look to the Lamb of God. He to redeem you died. Look to the Lamb of God. word, God.
There's nothing shadow on your pathway bound, my love, to the word of God. In joy or sorrow, Christ is all in all, move to the word of God.
Glory! About Abraham. 25 years he walked with the revelation in his heart. Everybody making fun of him. And I see the same thing taking place today.
Amen.
Even still that poor brother Bob up there in 1907 after the revival done took place and is over, and there are they up there awaiting on the revival. And here the revival is already over. Oh, my. You know what it does? Just moves something down on the inside.
Yes.
Why? Because I know that I know that I know that I know. That I know that I know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
And though he tarried, yet not one time did he ever give a servant of God a promise that he didn't test him first. And after everybody made fun of him, then he come and proved that he is a God that keeps his promise. As he said to Moses, son, with his little boy, you're my prophet, and I've called you to be my prophet, and said you're going to deliver all them mud daubers out there that everybody makes fun of now and take them to the great promised land. Huh? And then one day, Moses tried to get out of his ministry on his own, and they wouldn't receive him, and they won't receive you now, but you get the power of God, honey, they'll be standing in line, you see. Come on! And old Moses went out in the desert, and there God appeared in an old dry bush, and set an old dry bush on fire. And old Moses turned aside to see why this strange thing, this old dry bush out in this desert, why is it not consumed by this fire? As he turned by to see the strange thing, lo and behold, a sweet voice come out of the fire that was burning the bush, that was not consumed, and said sweetly and tenderly, Moses, 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 I have remembered my promise. that I gave to Abraham. And I am sending you down to deliver them to the land of Canaan that's flowing with milk and honey. Now, Moses, go down and deliver my people. And there, a man in Israel with a crooked stick in his hand went down to take over the mightiest nation on earth.
Amen.
I'm persuaded that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That God keeps his promise. Hallelujah. And he promised another return to an old time Holy Ghost revival that Paul had. He promised it for this day, because in the evening time it shall be light. Let's sing that and be dismissed now. It'll be light about the evening time. The path to glory you will surely find. I am the waterway. It is the light today. A buried in the will come by the word, and the word will give you revelation, will give you light, and you'll know how to walk the path to glory. You'll surely find. And the oneness of God in the waterway is the path today, buried in the precious name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
All right. My, I hate to go home. Though I feel all so bad in my body, I feel good down on the inside. We don't care much about this old body anyway. I just let it hold together just a little bit longer. We won't need no more. Come on, lay it down. I'm going to lay it down and receive a new one that's waiting for me to step into. And I'll have two nice calves in my legs. I won't have to stagger around on these old legs anymore. And I'll have new legs and a good strong body I'll move into, and have ever hair that I fell out, I'll get them all back again.
Amen.
How many wait for that glorious day? And so we got nothing but joy and happiness to look forward to. What does it make any difference? Where we just got a, oh, friend, you know what it does to me. Well, I had a man speaking right me here the other day. No service to go to yet, don't live very far away. But there, his own life condemns him. See, he said, well, I want to be led of the Lord. And I said, brother, I know people drive 500 miles. 500 miles.
Amen.
To hear the word of God. And I see people driving such distance, sacrificing, and some got all excuse. Well, it'd be expensive eating in the restaurants. And when we got there, we'd be tired and all kinds of excuses now. Thank old God. Lord Jesus, see. And knowing that it's the attitude. You're sealing your destination away with your attitude. See, he that hunger and thirst. So after all, I said, well, brother, you leave me no alternative to say, I think you need to get hungry for God. I think you need to get hungry for God. Oh, how many's hungry for the Lord? Then he said he'd fill you. Let's bow our heads. My ask Brother Dale Graybill dismiss us in a word of prayer.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Take that name with you now.
Thank you.
Thank you.